The Arabs of his time had many great qualities. They were brave, generous, loyal. And yet they were often involved in petty feuds, fighting endless battles amongst themselves, ready to shed blood on the flimsiest pretense. They had little respect for the weak, the orphans, or widows, and frequently indulged in heavy drinking and frivolity. Because of the important status given to sons, many fathers practiced the evil custom of burying their unwanted daughters at birth. But at the root of all evils lay polytheism. Polytheism, the cult of worshipping idols, was practiced by almost everyone. The everlasting religion and legacy of Abraham, the worship of one true God alone, had been buried and forgotten with time. Over the years, some 360 idols and statues of false gods had been installed in and around the Holy Kaaba, worshipped as lords and intercessors. Even the followers of Moses and Jesus had diverged from the universality and teachings of the pure monotheistic faith of Abraham, and had divided themselves into many separate sects and tribes. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an exceptional figure. He did not take part in any of this. It became his habit in later years to retreat to an isolated cave in the nearby mountain called Hira, not far from Mecca, to bare his heart and pray in search of truth. With no sound but the stirring wind, he would contemplate in his solitude the signs of the universe.